Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, I hear you guys. I see you guys over there on the line. I'm about to. Okay, hold on. Give me one second. Okay. Give me one second. Chat, I had to throw something on. This has gotten really real. Okay, here we go. We're about to get the show started. I see y'all on the line. Y'all are in here early.
Live from San Francisco, broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, everybody. Girl, my goodness. My God. Get in here, everybody. It's a lot going on. I was not ready. Okay. Get in here, everybody. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of tea. It's a messy situation. And I wasn't ready for it, Chad. I couldn't even iron my damn shirt. My God, why would y'all drop this on me like that in the middle of today like this? I was preparing for a whole nother kind of show today, and I told y'all something new, something dropped down in my spirit and said it's going to get really, really messy, and it's going to get – a lot is going to happen today. Something warned me in my spirit. I knew it last night. I swear, I knew it. Oh, my God. Get in here. 2020 has been a hell of a year, and I just hope it don't hit me, okay? That's what I'm praying for. I don't want to feel the effects of 2020 because I've already felt the effects of it. Rest in peace to my Auntie Cindy. You know, they already took her, and they took my cousin William this year. That's all I need, okay? I don't need nothing else, okay? I didn't have family members with the COVID. That's all. We good, 2020. I didn't have to move. It was a lot, 2020, but 2020 is not playing with the girls, okay? Somebody told me that 2012 was not the real deal. 2020 is what 2012 was supposed to be. Whenever they did the calculations, apparently, I guess those Indians or whatever, the Aztecs or whoever did those calculations, they didn't calculate the leap year. So I guess the leap year would mean 2020 was going to be the year of the end of the world and hell and destruction and fires and death and craziness. I don't know. If you're into that kind of stuff, it's supposed to be 2020, not 2012. The math was just a smidge off because they didn't count the leap years. All right. Well, before we get into the Cardi B stuff, because we're talking about Cardi B, she's getting divorced from Offset. She filed for divorce today. Cardi B has filed for divorce today. We are going to get into that. I promise you the lines are open. I know a lot of people have a lot to say, and I know we're going to get into that. But before that, I want to talk about Megan Thee Stallion, because I was going to talk about that earlier, but we're going to hit and we're going to jump off of that. So Megan Thee Stallion and her ex basketball player, Kareem, they were into a little bit of debacle on some social media outlets and some different sites. So apparently, this guy put up a post and basically was talking about an abusive girlfriend that he had, and a particular outlet went and reposted it in an attempt to, you know, I guess say that Megan Thee Stallion had been abusing him or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to read it to you, and then we'll talk about it, okay? Where is the here's the post. Okay, so I'm going to read you what the post actually says. Okay, so apparently this is Megan Thee Stallion's ex-boyfriend, okay? And he says, let's get this understood right now before I say what I need. Karim York doesn't support abusing women nor abusive relationships. Felt like I couldn't come out and defend myself solely off the public perception. Thankful that Joe Budden brought this to light. I chose to be quiet through this time when someone was putting out a certain narrative about me, and today was the last day for that. I'm not doing any name calling, but why support lies? The night all this happened, this person was on drugs, Xans to be exact. I got my ass beat that night, but I'm being pictured as an abuser on the internet. I don't know how many times that woman put her hands on me with multiple witnesses there to see, but not one time did I hit her. I've had a gun pointed at me with the intentions of being shot, and because of what, a window? A lot of events transpired, but I didn't say ish about, to nobody, not even to my family, when they're asking what happened to my face and neck. It's weak. It's weak that women try to demonize black men like we don't already go through enough in America. I do realize toxic relationships aren't good for anyone, and if you stay in one, it can be detrimental to your physical and mental health. Furthermore, for anybody who has my name in their mouth speaking on my situation that you only heard one side of, please feel free to contact me via DM or text. Or text, since mother effers want to be passive aggressive towards me. Karim York isn't taking accountability for something Karim York didn't do. Megan Thee Stallion and I are still great friends. Well, here's the thing. All right. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to say what you want to say. To me, I just feel like the timing was just completely off. I get it. You know, maybe he went through some things, but why say this? You and then not put an address on it. You know that people are going to immediately assume it's you and Megan Thee Stallion. But I feel like perhaps maybe he said, oh, me and Megan are friends, so that people don't think that it was him. But that was a subliminal message. And I felt like that was a little bit of a clout chase because it was unnecessary. Why right now? If you felt this way, say don't use Joe Budden to come out and say something. If you knew what you were alluding to, right? So a particular outlet posted that, and different blogs are posting. And so Megan Thee Stallion came out and responded. So here's what Megan said.
So this lady made up this whole fake story. And you know, I had to call the nigga to get the motherfucking facts. Because I'm not going to keep playing with y'all. Like, what's the other one? Motherfuckers trying to accuse me of doing drugs? What?
Somebody just sent me a screenshot saying that you said that I was on the fans the day that I went to jail, and then you beat my ass. I'm always
doing. He's not talking about me. He is in an argument with some other bitch. Here, point blank. Stop lying on me. That nigga not talking about me. Stop putting niggas on me. stop making stories up, y'all, because I'm going to hit you with the facts every time you tell a lie.
Period, okay? So she was talking to particular blogs and different blogs that lie and harass her every single day. And, you know, it gets very frustrating to do so. I don't really understand why different blogs would do that. Now, I guess the particular blog that she was talking about, they then went and reposted what she said. They reposted the response, but they reposted it almost in a way as if they were just blogging and like, oh, Megan Thee Stallion then responds. But apparently Megan Thee Stallion is getting frustrated with different blogs harassing her ever since that she's been working with Cardi B and other people. So I feel like there is a bit of a takedown on Megan Thee Stallion happening. It's unfortunate, but I feel like us as people, us as a society, us as black people, what we like to do is really unfortunate. We like to build people up. We like to build them all the way up. And then once they get to a certain level of success, feel like we can no longer reach out and touch them anymore, or, you know, they're not the same as they used to be, we label them as changed, or we start to feel some type of way, then we start to tear them down. We literally build people up to tear them down. Everybody was rooting for Megan Thee Stallion. They loved Megan Thee Stallion just last year for Hot Girl Summer. All of a sudden, Meg starts to catapult. She gets a number one record. Then she gets shot. And all of a sudden, so many people, particularly black women too, all of a sudden, they don't trust Megan Thee Stallion. They're looking for reasons to justify why Megan Thee Stallion was shot. Because here's the thing, even if Megan Thee Stallion did whoop this nigga's which, you know, she did go to jail for hitting him. She did. She told a whole story about that. She went to jail. I don't know. There's women that hit men. There's men that hit women all day long, right? There's domestic relationship issues. 99% of us have been in a domestic situation in one way or another, whether it was from, you know, a super severe level or it was just as small as pushing a small little shove. Okay, women hit men all the time. Men hit women all the time. And especially when it comes to niggas having babies on girls and cheating or just disputes, it's not okay, but it happens. However, I feel like people, and they can go to jail, especially if it's in public, but I feel like people are trying to almost justify why Tory Lanez, why she got shot. And to try to make it seem like Megan Thee Stallion provoked Tory Lanez into shooting her. I don't care if she was whooping his A. If anything, push her off of you or slap her back if it got to get physical. Don't shoot her. Hell, I'd rather him punch her, push her, kick her. But to shoot her, I don't care what statement gets put out. I don't care who says what. There's no justification in pulling out a gun and shooting somebody, especially if it's somebody that you're in an intimate situation with. And I'm not understanding why people are coming out with these different, like, so quick to jump on these stories to show Megan in a light of being, you know, a drug, a drunk. It doesn't matter. She could have been high as she wanted. It does not matter. You don't get the right to shoot someone. So I don't give a damn if she kicked his ass. Who cares? She still did not deserve to be shot, period. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It doesn't matter. I don't understand why these different publications and these different outlets, these smaller Instagram outlets are just like trying to push these narratives. It's just like crazy. However, the guy was a little messy too, because he knew. My thing is this. We don't know any of your other girlfriends, dude. We know Megan Thee Stallion. So if anything, we're going to immediately think it's her, especially in this climate that we're in right now. You're trash for that, period. It's no excuse. You knew what you were doing. And he knew what he was alluding to. That's just a fact. He knew exactly what he was doing. And it was trash. I don't agree. And it's not saying that a man can't speak out, but this is a fine time to speak out. And don't try to use Joe Budden and Tahiri in the situation. This is a clout chase to me. And then you see him on the phone. Oh, you're not going to talk to me anymore. No, nigga, she shouldn't be talking to you anymore because you did some BS. And you know that this girl is out here going through hell. So if you wasn't talking about her, why would you even put this out there so that people can think that they were talking about her? Why? Well, so all good. But Megan Thee Stallion cleared it up. And she said that she feels like there's different blogs out there that are harassing her and that talk about her every single day. And I'm sure that there are, especially when you got, she got signed up with that Cardi B. So it's that Cardi B effect. It's the effect of the fan bases, certain fan bases. It's good to hate Megan Thee Stallion because she's linked up with Cardi B. It's certain fan bases, you know, they hate Cardi B. And it's good for different numbers. It's good for this blog or different blogs to, you know, do these smear campaigns, which I think is pretty stupid. Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. It's really, 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 really stupid, in my opinion, to go against, unnecessarily put out lies and a bunch of BS, right, against relevant and up-and-coming artists, all to try to pander to an audience of an artist that is on their way out. That doesn't even make sense. You're pandering to a has-been reality star and then pandering to an artist who's at the last leg of their career. It makes no sense. I wouldn't sit here and burn every bridge with artists that are up and coming or that are in their prime just for some clicks and views. It just doesn't make any sense. But to me, I can't tell people how to move. It's just stupid. Why ruin a relationship with Megan Thee Stallion unnecessarily just to pander to a fan base? That's stupid. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, let's move on. Back to this too. I'm also in this situation with Meg and Tory. I'm hearing reports that, which we kind of already knew that Meg and Tory got into it because Meg was allegedly, or Meg's friend Kelsey was messing with Tory. But we kind of feel, I feel like we knew that because there's a reason why Kelsey is not friends with Meg. So it was a lot of tea. They were saying that Meg stole Tory from her. And then now it's Kelsey stole him from Meg, but I don't know what happened, but Meg was saying that Kelsey was in the back seat with Tory, and Meg said that she was in the front and Kelsey was in the back. So I don't know. If Tory is my nigga, there's no way that my best friend is in the back seat with my nigga, period. We get into it off the rip. But sure, Tory Lamas got a big old blip, got a big old for him to be slinging around. And he got two big old Amazon upset and then got so far fetched that he shot one of them hoes in the leg. Oh, and speaking of Tory Lanez, his bodyguard came out and spoke out and said that previous bodyguard, not the bodyguard that was there with Tory Lanez that night, but he pretty much said that Tory Lanez has never been that person. Tory Lanez has never been a violent person as far as what, you know, the media has portrayed Tory Lanez to be, which is a bunch of BS because there's all kind of clips of Tory Lanez going off, punching people in the club, punking niggas, and just doing the most. So that's a bunch of hodgepodge. Tory Lanez's photographer, I think, also came out and said that Megan Thee Stallion is full of BS and she's lying. And just because she came out and spoke first does not mean that she's telling the truth. However, Roc Nation isn't playing any games either because they are leaking information to the LAPD. However, LAPD has not they have not charged or went forward with anything yet. They've been leaking text messages. They have eyewitnesses. They leak phone calls. They are not leaking, but they're passing over. They're giving that information over. So Roc Nation is very much involved in this, and they are supporting Megan Thee Stallion, and they are giving information to the authorities. Okay, so this situation is far from over, and we're going to be here for it. All right, let's keep it moving. All right. Oh, look. This is what Cardi B posted.
In the mix.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Oh, my God. So shout out to that subscriber that sent that to me yesterday. I seen it in my spirit. I was just like, girl, I didn't know what to think about it. And then I was on Instagram today, and I seen Offset, and I was laying there, and I was like, what did this Negro do? He did something today. I literally said it. I was like, he literally did something. I was like, their relationship is over. I was telling my man, I was like, Offset did something. It's over. And then literally less than an hour, I get the notification from Hollywood Unlock, and then boom, TMZ. Cardi B files for divorce. Cardi B files for divorce against Offset. Okay? So let me read you the article and tell you what she said. What was said, okay? Let me go on TMZ. Let me get the T on TMZ real quick. Okay, boom. Hold on, because I got it right here. If you haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe. This is a great time to subscribe to the channel. This is a beautiful time. Oh, okay, this is an update. And she wants full custody of Culture. Oh. Okay, now TMZ, it'd be hard for me to read this sometimes because the way that they write. Cardi B is apparently over her marriage. This literally just updated. Cardi B is literally is over her marriage. The rapper filed court documents in Georgia indicating that she's seeking a dissolution of marriage. Cardi is listed as the plaintiff and Offset is listed as the defendant. She filed the paperwork on Tuesday. What's today? Today's Tuesday. There's also this. According to the court docs obtained by TMZ, Cardi is seeking a primary physical custody as well as legal custody of their two-year-old daughter, Culture. She also wants Offset to pay child support. It's unclear how much, though, at this point. No word on spousal support either, for now at least. She also makes it clear in her docs that they are currently separated and there is no hope of working things out. I'm gagging. Cardi and Offset were secretly wed in 2017 and shared their hitch status this year, the year after. As we first reported, their nuptials were a bit unorthodox from the jump and almost went backward. Boom, boom, boom. Oh. Sadly, Cardi's divorce filing comes just a few days shy of what would have been their third wedding anniversary. Hollywood Unlocked first broke the story. Shout out to Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked for breaking the story. Okay, this also says they hit a rough patch in their marriage a few years ago amid cheating rumors, but they buried the hatchet and seemed tight. This after a whole lot of apologizing and courting on Offset's end. Remember, he crashed her Rolling Loud set in 2018 to beg for forgiveness, but went full melee cupola on social media afterward too. Eventually, Cardi did take him back. All right. Okay. Chow. So when I heard about this, I'm gonna tell you this. I was gagging. I'm trying to figure out how to say what I want to say and without just doing too much, right? I kind of feel like this. Well, it's not a feel. I know. This was coming from us. I personally just did not know if she was going to do it. I didn't believe her. So when I seen this, I believed it because I was like, okay, it's coming from Jason Lee. So he obviously talked to her, and he wouldn't have posted this if this wasn't true. But I'm blowing her up. What's going on? What's going on? No response, no response, no response. I'm like, girl, what is going on? What's going on? But no response. I blew her up. I got no response. So I honestly don't know what happened. I'm not going to lie and act like I know what happened. But I will say this. She's been at this point for a while. I feel like. And I'm glad that she did it. I didn't think she was ever going to do it. But whatever Offset did this time, whatever tea that she got this time, coupled up with all the other tea, she paid it. She's done. It's a lot. That's a lot. Now, beware of the people hollering exclusive after this, all this is out, because I kid you not, it's going to be some blogger on the internet yelling that they got the exclusive when they wasn't even promoting this. They was promoting $5 on Patreon and exclusive information on Wendy Williams and DJ Boo. They wasn't talking about Cardi B. Now, I bet you they're going to be yelling exclusive info. They probably don't have it. I'm telling you. But I'm gagged. I don't know even what to think. I don't know what to say, because I'm just like, chow. She really left, like, she's really leaving him. But I think it works out, because here's the thing. Cardi B never even wanted to live in Atlanta anyway. They bought that freaking house, but she's been in LA since May. Or even before that. And it just was a lot of stuff just going on from the beginning of the year down to the summer. Just a lot of drama with Offset behind the scenes, in front of the camera, just a lot. So I kind of feel like, all right, she's just at this point where she's like, nigga, you are not going to change. And then stuff are just keep popping up and popping up and popping up, and people are able to dig stuff out. And I remember when people were doing like that, the Shia LaMour stuff was coming out, and people were, you know, they were pushing that. I was just like, girl. Here's my thing. When you're in a relationship and you're a public figure, you have to make sure that your relationships is tight. Because when you're a person like a Cardi B, these women, especially, they could be, you know, other aspiring artists, they could be bloggers. These women, if they know that they can get to you through your man. So there's a lot of people that are jealous of her success. There's a lot of people that could be jealous of you, you know, and your relationship. So you got to make sure your relationships are tight. Because what they'll do, they'll try to infiltrate it through your man, and it'll make you look bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you got to be very, very careful, you know, to make sure that your home and your foundation is tight. Because they know that the crack is through the nigga. Especially, remember when Offset, they caught Offset holding the phone playing a game, but then like slipping the phone over into his pocket when Cardi came. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm be real. If I ever gave any advice, I always be like, bitch, make sure everything is tightened up. Because if people are gonna find cracks, they're gonna find cracks through your nigga. Period. So if your nigga slipping, that's how these girls are gonna get to you. That's how these blogs are gonna try to drag you. That's how these different hoes are gonna try to come up. They're going to try to come up through your nigga. So I think if she's divorcing him, she's divorcing him for a reason, because he's going to be the problem. Because a lot of these women feel some type of way about Cardi's success. A lot of these girls are jealous of her. A lot of these girls are envious. And a lot of these girls want to be trending the internet with her. And the way that they can get to her, they can't. A lot of them want to be successful as her, and they can't get there. So the only way that they can get through to her, and the way that they can get to her, is through Offset. Whether it's through, you know, being in the DMs, sleeping with him, entertaining. I feel like, so, you know, if he's not going to tighten up, then he needs to go. Because people will go through him to get to her. I'm be real, and I told her that. I did. You know me, I keep it real. It is what it is. But it's unfortunate. But I think this will make for a hell of an album. You know, you got to find the positive in it. You know what I mean? I think she's going to be fine. I think she got her baby out the deal. I think she'll bounce back. I'm just glad she didn't have another baby. Hold on, let me see. I think she'll be okay. I think it'll work out. Child, we got a record. 5,000 people in the mother effing chat. I know you lying. Let's go.
Who is
Let's
this
go.
Freak of nature?
With I know DJ you lying. Armand. I know you lying. Where's the beat? Where is the beat? Where is the beat? Why nobody told me? I'm over here just talking. I know you lying. I know you lying. Period.
Again, tell them that you like that. Like, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Lotta did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Lotta did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Tell them that shit again. Tell them.
Let's go! Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here, get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here! Okay. Get in here, get in here, everybody, get in here. All right. We are about to open up the call-in lines, and that's why I opened up the numbers early. I had no idea we had this many people in here. All right, so, like I said, I'm rooting for Cardi B, and I think that I'm gagged that she did it. I didn't ever think she was going to do it. Whenever stuff would come out about Offset, I don't really get into people's relationship stuff like that. You know, I would be like, girl, because I don't want nobody to tell me about my, I'd be like, girl, that's your husband, you do what you got to do. Like, you stay with your man, like, girl, you figure it out, I don't know. Just make sure that the shit is tight, because people will try to infiltrate through your nigga, because that's the easy target to try to tear you down. And I think she's at a point where she like, child, I'm going to this next phase. I don't keep needing this nigga to tear me down. I don't keep needing what shit to be coming out, because there's too many people grasping at straws to Offset did this, Offset this, Offset, Offset, Offset. And these hoes be coming out of the woodwork. Some of these hoes be planning stuff. They literally be holding on to stuff. And they wait for moments to drop stuff. Oh, I was sleeping with Offset here. Or, oh, there's this here. Oh, there's this. Or he did this. Or boom, boom, boom. And you're like, girl, what in the, what? How long you been holding this? How long you been holding this for 2 years, three? How long you been knowing? How long you been, you know what I'm saying? Because they have a plan too, though. So at each level that she goes, these hoes go. And they like, okay, well, we're not going to drop all the tea. We're going to wait till she get, boo, then we're going to go and go to this blog, or we're going to go to that person, we're going to go to that, and we're going to do an interview, we're going to speak out here, we're going to do that, we're going to boom, boom, boom. Meanwhile, Offset still doing the bullshit. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just thinking, this is in my head. I don't know this for fact. Shouldn't tell me this. I'm just going in my mind. I'm just logically putting it together. And I just feel like a person just got to a point where I'm like, I'm done. And I can't keep going through this, because people are using you to tear me down. And so if she lets Offset go, then what are you going to tear her down about? Because Offset is like literally her Achilles heel. That's how the people go and try to infiltrate her and break her spirit through her husband. And I think for that, they need to let her go, because after that, what can they hate on her for? What can they drag her for? What can they try to bring her down for? Because they can't hate on her success. I mean, they can't talk about it. The girl is number one globally. Billboard's number one. Like, Billboard just opened a new chart. She's Billboard's first, like, top. She's number one on the global Billboard top 200. This is the brand new chart, and she's opened it. She's opening. She's number one. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like the girl or not, the song is back on the Billboard Hot 100, knocking BTS down. Number one again. You don't need a nigga out here with the riffraff in the holes in the dirty blogs in the Cardi B hate train. The nigga gotta go, because that's gonna keep distracting from what you got building. So I'm with her. It's unfortunate, because you know, niggas don't. I mean, I'm really kind of like, I don't really like blended families and, you know, single parent households. You know, I grew up in a blended family. I don't really like that. You know, I would never want that for anybody to have step parents and things like that. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't stay in a situation with a person that just doesn't get it. And that's just especially on the magnitude that Cardi B and Offset are on. They're two megastars, but Cardi B is bigger. And a lot of people try to attach themselves to her. And many do it through him, especially women. So let's take some calls. The number is 563-999-3658. All right. First caller, 6188, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, it's me, Joseph. My line.
Talk to me, Joseph. We got a lot of people in the queue. We're going to make it quick, though, but talk to me.
So first of all, I want to give a special shout-out to Cardi B because I want this to be an example to everybody that you do not have to deal with the BS. You don't have to deal with it because let me tell you something. Offset has embarrassed her for the past 3 years. This girl was sending men out to strip clubs to fight women, doing this, that, and the third, trying to get having hitmen, all for a man who was still cheating. Let me tell you something. I am never going to blame the Thots and the strippers and all these HOEs because let me tell you something. Thots do what Thots are supposed to do, and that's thot around and take your man. I'm mad at Offset because at the end of the day, you are the one who was married and you are the one that's in the relationship. So special shout out to Cardi. Now, I wish it would have happened earlier. But you know what? It's better late than never because at some point you get tired. Because if you want to be real, Cardi B is the reason that Offset is the Offset that he is now. Because if you want to be real, we only saw it for Quavo. Quavo was the Beyonce.
We only saw it for Quavo. But then Cardi B made Offset the Beyonce of the Migos.
Right. So for you to take that, first of all, I'm sitting here having performances. You crashing my performances. You did all this apologizing. You did all these apology tours just for you to turn around and still do. And we all don't know what happened, but I'm sure he cheated. Like, when does it get to a point where these N-words learn to get it together? Like, you already have a good girl. She's dominated. Cardi B's career would be more bigger than the Migos altogether. I mean, let's just keep that a stack.
It's bigger
now. You would thought it would have been in your interest to say, I have everything that I have right here. But it's just still not enough. So on that note, shout out to Cardi B for finally saying, you know what? This is not worth the relationship. This is not worth the pain. This is not worth the money. I am going to go and do what I need to do. Let this be an example for everybody that you do not need to stay in a relationship with somebody who is cheating and a liar. It's not worth it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Joseph. Listen, shout out to everybody in the building. Yes, listen, make sure you guys all follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at the Armand Wiggins Show. And if you are liking and enjoying the show, make sure you tweet me and let me know how you're feeling about the show using the hashtag @TheArmandWiggins Show. Hashtag the Armand Wiggins Show. All right. So let's take some more calls. 19-7975. We're talking Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. Give me your thoughts. Talk to me nice. What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so let's just start with the Megan piece. So whoever her man is, I guess a ball player, he just sounds really messy for even saying anything at all. If he wants to speak on his experience, then maybe he needs to start a podcast. it just came out of nowhere for nothing. Like, we don't know who he is for him to just be coming out and telling his story. And then he knows that people are going to assume that it's Megan. He's just messy for that. And then when you were saying that people build people up, but then they tear them down once they're at the top. People love to see you doing well, but they never want to see you doing better than them in every aspect of life. And it's really sad that it is that way, but it is. And then as for Cardi, you know, whatever he did something that really set it off for her that just made her absolutely fed up, tired. But one thing that I hope Cardi knows, and I hope every woman in the chat knows, just everybody, he always has to love you more than you love him. That's the only way it's going to work. Because at first he thought that he was on top of her because his career was higher than hers, and she thought she was learning from him. She thought that she was gaining from him. And then it turned around, and it's the same thing with the male ego when a woman is doing better than you. He wants to see her well, but even if it's his wife, he don't want her to be doing better than him. He still wants to be that pedestal she looks at him as. She don't look at him like that no more. She makes more money than him. You know, I know when they pay the bill, she pays more. And so at some point, you kind of start to look at your man a little bit different. And so what does he do to boost his ego? He keeps cheating. And this time, he might have got somebody pregnant. Who knows? But he took it real far this time. And he doesn't love her more than she loves him no more because she put up with so much. So the next round, hopefully she does what Sierra does, because, you know, in her song, she said, I need a weed smoker. You don't need that no more.
Yes.
You need someone responsible. You need someone who loves you more than you love him, because with the way that she's set up now we need you to get to someone who maybe is not so famous, but he's a real boss, like a CEO, an executive, someone very boring. You know, I'm sorry to say that, because, you know, she likes a weed smoker and a drinker and the hood, but that's not what's going to keep you secure in the end. They like to play games. They like to feel masculine, and they do some real weird stuff by saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm faithful to my wife. You know how he was trying to act like he's all changed? He's not going to change as long as she's doing better than him. She needs someone who's doing better than her. And I hate to say it, but our other favorite female rapper, she is with someone who's not doing better than her. And I don't know why a lot of us women do that, where we just kind of pick
Nicki Minaj.
Who's just
you're talking about Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't like to really have to say her name and bring her into everything that has to do with Cardi, but she had a lot to say about Cardi when it came down to her marrying Offset, and she ended up doing the same thing.
Watch your man. You should watch your mouth. She did say that.
Okay, that's what it is, and I don't know if Kenneth loves her more than she loves him, but I don't know if he's so up underneath her that he's not able to leave the house and do what Offset does, because let's just say it, the Migos are done. They're done, and you know they're no longer, and we're not into him enough to be buying his music to put him up there. You know, we're barely hanging on to Quavo. You know, we like him and Sweetie now or whatever, and we barely like Sweetie. Yeah, it's so sad to say that. But everybody,
all right, Carter,
Sweetie, so cute.
All right, thank you.
All right, remember that. All right,
get in here.
San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, everybody, get in here. We are getting into some things. It is lit on this Tuesday. Get in here. If you haven't done so right now, please make sure you look at that subscription button. And if it is not highlighted with the gray and it is yellow, I mean not yellow, and it is red, you click that mother effer and make it go gray, okay? Hit that subscribe button immediately, all right? And hit the like button, too. Thank you. We're going to take some more calls. Let's see. We are talking Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Offset. Cardi B has said that she is done. Some people are saying that they don't believe it, but she did post this in her story yesterday, okay? She did post that. It's like a cryptic story. She did post that, and shout out to that subscriber that sent me that. That was clutch, girl. That was clutch for you to send that. All right. Enough of that. Let's take some more calls. 1384, you're live on the air. Okay, you got to be ready. Turn me down in the back, and you got to be ready. Somebody said, what are you drinking? I'm drinking water. Okay, today is a water kind of day. 9203, you are live on the air.
Hi,
hey,
it's
what's going
Naya.
On? Hey, Naya.
Okay, so you. Hi, Bo. You know. All right, so I'm not really a fan of Cardi, but as a woman, I definitely understand. And honestly, with her success, I don't really think she needed Offset because she was going to blow up eventually anyway. However, you get what I'm saying? With all respect, I would have never signed up to be baby mother number what? It's just too much. Like, you already know what type of lifestyle he's in. He got multiple kids with multiple. He got multiple kids with multiple baby mamas. That right there would have told me no. I probably would have played with him, got some money, and then dipped off. I would have never had a family with a man who has multiple kids by multiple women.
Yes.
That's just my whole thing. That's just me, because it's going to be a headache. Then you can't do this, and you can't do this because you got to include the kids. You got to pay for this. And we don't know how many women were going to sue her for child support because they married her.
Who's to say
she got more money?
Let's talk about it. Remember that there was a rumor out that the baby mama was wanting more money. There was another baby mama that was wanting more money. Shyla was apparently wanting more money. It's a lot of tea. But
so,
thank you, baby. Sorry. I hung up. Call back in love. I love you. But yes, they said that she was making more. She wanted more money. Okay, well, hold on. Keithy said, this is my first live. Shout out to you. Hopefully this is enough for a good twerk. Yes, I wish I had a longer freaking cord, but we're going to have to drop the beat and do what we do. Okay, y'all know how it go down over here. Yes, y'all know we bad, we bougie, we ratchet, we ghetto, bitch. Right now I got right now when I'm doing those dances, I got like 40 inches of hair, and it's blue, and it's gold, and it's like an ombre pink at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? And I got like a top grill, and I got tattoos all down my thigh, and I got paw prints on my chest. Okay? And then my baby daddy, I got a big cross right here that say RIP, period. Okay? Stop playing with me. Stop playing. Okay? I just want you to know all that. It's very ghetto. All right, 3767, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up to the 5,000 in the live chat? What's going on?
This is a legendary show. And listen.
It's a legendary show, honey.
Guess what names are in the title? Cardi B and Offset. So somebody write that down.
You know what? I knew that Cardi was going to file for divorce. And she got exactly what she wanted from that marriage, which was the baby. That's what she wanted. She got her little mixed baby. And her career and her stuff, she sat back. She saw this number one, and she said, why haven't I had a number one before this? Oh, because I'm dealing with this dirty, trifling-ass nigga. Oh, sorry, my language, but anyway.
She got four number ones.
But every time she gets up, because Cardi has the fits. You know, she presents herself very well in the media. And every time she gets up, Offset is like the only thing that always tends to be like dragging her down. And, you know, the Offset's other baby mama wants that money, and their assets are combined. And I don't think she's not having it.
Okay. What do you think about Megan Thee Stallion? Do you think that she's a beater?
So it, with Megan Thee Stallion, I think her ex is lame. He's 6'9", and he's sitting up there talking about, I was abused. But, you know, no. I mean, I just think that, I think with Megan, there is some stuff that she's leaving out of the story, but I do think that she's leaving it out for a reason, whether it be legal or whether it's she's being advised, because she got some pretty powerful people behind her. So I'm pretty sure they're advising her in some kind of way. And I do feel like when the other shoe drops, a lot of people are going to be going back and apologizing to her and telling her that they're sorry and trying to be loyal to her, because I think that she has a lot. I think that the stuff she's holding on to for a big reveal, and it's going to, and when the tea spills, I think the kids will gag.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. I love you for watching.
Bye, Armand. Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's take another call. Shout out to the Bay. Let's take another call. 9056, you're live on the air. Let's talk about it.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, you know what I'm saying? These women, man, they hating. They don't want a nigga to be happy, Omarion. You
okay,
women need to stop capping.
What you saying?
Women,
you
y'all
saying?
Need to stop capping. Niggas can't have... Say what?
You on offset side?
Yes, because I know the intent of a woman. They don't want
okay.
a nigga to be happy. Ladies, why y'all don't want a nigga to be happy? Y'all pulling some Will Smith stuff. Y'all up there entangled, all that other stuff. I know what y'all just hating. Y'all mad because Offset got his cake. Y'all don't want a nigga to be married and then have side chicks. And y'all get jealous because she's a narcissist. I knew she wanted nothing since the day she snapped on Love & Hip Hop. That's when I said, oh, I know what type of woman she is. She's doing this out of anger. She's in her emotions. And she's jealous. She got big headed when she made that walk. And Offset ain't trying to submit to her narcissist ways. And all Offset had to do was go fly somewhere, and all Cardi B, because Cardi B knows how to humble a nigga, because women know how to humble a man, and that's to break that marriage, you know what I'm saying? And then she trying to take the baby? The baby? That is not a real mother. I used to never speak on Instagram women. I used to, you know, have nothing against women. And when it comes to the Instagram, but now I am a virgin, man. What you arguing with, man? I'm going to do this stuff.
Bitch, your ass. Bye.
Now, bitch, you know you reaching.
Finish it. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Stupid. Thank you, Paula. That was fun. Omarion is fine, but know what you talk about. My God. Okay, 1-828, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
What are you doing? Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing good. I love you.
I love you for watching.
Yeah, I'm just calling because I think a lot of people have been waiting for this to happen with Cardi B.
Okay.
I think that a lot of people have been sitting by waiting for her demise with this marriage.
Okay.
And I think that Offset finally did something that there's no coming back from. And we're going
to
find out soon enough. And it ain't going
to
be no exclusive
for somebody
else. And
we're going to be here to get into some things, too. Okay? Because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know everything, but I know that there was some tea that was, you know, I don't know, Chell. I just want to hear what's got it.
Crazy.
I don't want to hear
you know what? I feel bad for Cardi a little bit. I mean, I know that she obviously vested herself in this marriage. But the thing of it is she's giving him chance after chance, and it's time for a woman to smarten up. He's bringing her down, and so there's no sense in her taking a beating anymore. It's time to move on. So I applaud her for doing what she's doing. I'll second go kick some rocks.
Period. And what about Megan Thee Stallion?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your thoughts on Megan Thee Stallion really quick.
Meg, I love her. I believe that she's been through it, and I think she's learning this industry, and I think she's really realizing who's there for her and who's not. I believe she's telling the truth, and I think Tori is kind of a little bit on the crazy side.
Absolutely. And why do you think so many black women are not supporting her, though? Because that's interesting to me.
You know what? That's what I find baffling. Like, I mean, she's doing everything she's supposed to do, and she's going to be in the spotlight regardless. So, she, you know what? She can't win for losing. It doesn't matter what she does. She's still going to be ridiculed by some people. It does not matter what choices she makes. She's a celebrity.
Yes. Well, thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Have a beautiful day. Bye. All right, let's take another call. 1356, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, how was it going?
Hi, Armand. Oh, my God.
Hey.
So I'm going to talk about the Cardi situation. I just want to say I've been waiting for this to happen for the longest. He's been dragging her through the mud for way too long. Like, I wanted this to happen a while ago. And, like, he's just wrong. I just feel like they should have broken up a long time ago. And the kid situation, I think that's kind of overboard. I would say, like, to take full custody of Culture, I think he should at least be able to, like, see his child or whatever. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, caller. Thanks for calling in. All right, listen. Okay, so I do have to take this super chat to the top. Now, we have a full queue. It's getting there. So if you want to call in, get in now. But you can always super chat your last four to the top, and I will pull you. So 8435, I'm going to find your number through all of this. 8435. Make sure y'all have your – okay, here. Okay, 8435, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. So really quick, just 2 points, because I wanted to get your opinion on something. So obviously this is thinking hypothetically very far in the future. Assuming she goes through with the divorce and they are broken up, do we really think that Offset is just going to let her date somebody without causing issues? Because I don't see it. Like, given when they broke up,
that's the next
and he showed
piece.
Up onto
she get
the
date?
Right, and you know that he's not just going to let her date in peace. That's not going to happen. Because
no.
If he doesn't know it now, very soon he's going to find out that she's the prize and she's the best that he could do. Because who does he go on to that doesn't look like a clown compared to her?
Yeah, but I think that will only happen if she dates like a rapper or somebody close. I think Cardi B will probably date somebody that's not a rapper. Like, she'll probably do one of, like, a Rihanna number and get some guy overseas. Because one thing that and here's the thing. This is the thing about Cardi B. And I think, too, why she'll find somebody overseas. Cardi B likes to travel and go to different museums and go out the country.
Yes, she does.
Offset likes to stay in Atlanta and have barbecue. You know what I mean? And soul food. Cardi B likes to experience different cuisines and things like that. So I think she'll find her a man in Portugal, or she'll find her a man in, you know, somewhere in Europe or Spain or in another foreign country. Or perhaps she'll just find a exotic man. I don't think she'll do another rapper. She might do something like a model or something like that. I don't think she'll do anybody that's in the music industry, because it will be a little awkward. Because Migos, a lot of people want to work with Offset and the Migos. That will just be a huge conflict of interest. It would have to take a very powerful man to be like, F your nigga, your baby father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if that nigga is Offset. I want to be with you. And I don't see who that could be right now, especially as public as they were and as many relationships as they built. And, you know, like, Offset knows everybody. Everybody knows Offset. So for a man to try to pick up on her, you know, it would almost come across like, did you like my woman the whole time, nigga? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's instantly a beef. So it's
right.
Gonna be
and it's exactly like what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, she's a very well, like, people could say whatever they want about Cardi because they love to pretend that she's stupid, but she's a very well-rounded, generally cultured individual. Like, she could really find the man of her dreams, and I know that maybe for her she thinks it's Offset, but it's so obviously not. And then just to, you know, let the next caller on the line, point number two. This, I think, goes to show women that they have to stop acting like clowns on behalf of men. Because doesn't she have a whole case because of him?
Yes.
Like, well, really, because of herself being stupid. But, like, stop fighting women over men. Stop being with men that are cheating on you while you're pregnant. If a man is cheating on you while you're pregnant, he literally doesn't even respect you as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is really just a sad lesson for her, but a lesson for the rest of us, you know, before we commit the same mistake. But that's all I wanted to say. Love you.
Thank you so much. Love you for calling in. Thanks for being a part of a legendary show. All right. Bye. Okay. Who else we got? All right. So listen, okay, we can play our game. Listen, let's get 40 more subscribers and we'll take some more calls because we're getting over our time. So we're going to take a couple more because we got a lot of calls. So I'm going to try to get through as many as I can. But y'all got to keep hitting the like button and keep subscribing so we can stay on. That's like gas. It keeps me going. It turns me on. So we'll take some more calls. 4450, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Everyone, make sure y'all liking and subscribing because we need to keep Armand going. We need to refill this gas.
Yes, yes, yes. So talk to me. What we got?
Listen, like the last caller said, when the clowns come back to bite, you look like a dang old nutcase. You mean to tell me Cardi sat up there on this WAP thing talking about how good and wet it is, and yet Ooh. Your man done left you how many times for how Ooh. Many other little trifling behind people? And you mean to tell me that you don't cook or clean for yourself? That is so unhygienic. Forget about Ooh. Being a married woman. That is nasty. You mean to tell me you don't cook or clean in your own house? That's why he leaving you, puss.
Wow.
And can you imagine you getting no, drugged by the mud over something that looked like Offset?
Ooh.
Let me tell you something.
I'm just letting you talk, bro. You're going in there. Ooh.
Let it go, Cardi. Move on. The only thing I'll say about her is, as far as her family's concerned, they seem to be very, like, family-oriented. So
yeah.
they don't like, you know, the back and forth, and it seems like Offset isn't. So, unfortunately, those two dynamics, you know, regardless of what we feel about Cardi, she is about family. She wanted to do the right thing, have a child, and be married. Because clearly if she was out, you know, dancing and stuff, she never had a child before, she wanted to be married and have that type of sanctuary. But, unfortunately, it's just the wrong people, and she's young. So, girl, move on. You learn your lesson, move on,
Let
and
me
you'll
ask
find
you something.
19
do
other people.
You cook and do you clean?
Oh, yes, but that's for myself outside of my husband. But, like, come on now. You got to clean up your house. And it's a pandemic, honey. I made sure all my baseboards, floorboards, spotless.
Thank you, caller.
Finish him.
Damn, son.
Bye.
Where'd you find this?
Ooh, she had way in. Okay.
In the mix.
Oh, my God. We got to take a couple more.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ
Let's
Armand.
Let's keep it going. 2932. We are on the road to 100,000 subscribers. I want to thank you guys all for wherever you're listening to. We are broadcasting around the world. Thank you for coming on here. Thank you for joining us. This was a record-breaking show. This is the highest numbers we've ever had on this show, okay? So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And one live stream. I appreciate you guys. I love you all. Let's take some more calls. 2932, you're live on the air.
I can't cook, I can't clean, and I cannot keep no ring. Hey!
Oh, what is the tea?
The tea is she should have been left a long time ago when it first happened, and she wouldn't look so stupid.
I don't think that that's fair.
You think
Here's
she should have stayed after she was embarrassed?
Well, no, it's not that she should have stayed, but it's okay, because we're talking about, let's talk about the cooking and clean. There's a lot of people that cook and clean and do a lot of things and be pregnant, be great wives, and the man still cheats. And there's
right.
a lot of times, you don't just, and here's the thing. I mean, is that fair to just say leave your husband the first time he cheats or leave your wife? Like, a marriage is through, like, you got to go through some stuff. Like, I don't think it's fair to be like, all right, nigga, you cheated on me one time, I'm leaving. Like, I mean, things happen. We are human.
Yes, but this it was more than one time. This was like multiple
yeah.
girls saying
you
things.
She should have left the first time. If anything, she shouldn't have got with him when she seen that he was only 24 with five kids. With five different families. That was the
true.
Red flag for me.
So you think this is going to hurt her career or no?
No, I think this is going to elevate her. I think she's going to have a number one album. She's going to have a sold-out tour. I think that she's going to be the richest she's ever been. I think this is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to Cardi B. Breaking up with Offset, she can be sexy. She can go. She can do music videos with niggas. She can be in their face. She can kiss niggas. She can ride niggas. She can sit on niggas. She can do a lot now. Like, she can be sexy. The issue is, can the niggas give that energy back to her? That's the thing, because a lot of these people are probably bros with Offset, you know. But now Cardi B is free. She can be is she can like her. This is going to she's going to be on a roll now. Like, she's going to be popping. I feel like the best times to create as a creator, as a rapper, even hell as YouTubers, is when you go through a breakup. Think about Adele when she has her best album. It's like when she's in a divorce. or a breakup. Like when people are broken up, that's where you get the pain. You get the bounce back. You get the drive because you get really focused in on the music. And then there's a freedom in that. And there's a passion that drives you. And then the consumers, they love it. We want to hear what you're saying. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great. I think this is going to catapult her to the next level. And I think this is going to withstand Cardi B for at least 5 more years. Thank you.
I just want to leave with this. I just hope the Barbs don't go after Cardi like the Barty game went after Nicki talking about she didn't have a man or a baby. But look how the tables have turned. And that's all I got to say.
Oh. Oh. Well, thank you. That was Shay. Oh. Well. Okay. 4205. Let's see. Okay. Ooh, let's. Oh, I gotta see where that's at. Y'all is on here tonight. We got hella people in the queue. 4205, you're live on the air.
Hey, Boo, how are you?
Hey, this is a legendary show. How are you?
It is. It always is, though. It always is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's get into some things.
Okay, so first, I just want to say that line about not cooking and cleaning and having a ring clearly went over a lot of people's head with as far as what she was trying to say. You know, what she was trying to say at this basic level is you ain't got to do things conventional in order to get a husband is exactly what she was trying to say. And she can still stick by that because I could have sworn people are talking like he filed for divorce. She filed for divorce,
ooh,
you know, and I feel like she played this very strategically if you really sit back and you think about it. If she would have left him in the beginning of everything, you know, people would have had one thing to say. If she would have left him while she was pregnant, people would have had another thing to say. Sometimes when it comes to marriage or anything in divorce, you got to play checkers instead of chess. And I feel like in this moment she's playing. Maybe she got everything she needed out of it. Maybe she wanted to give it her best shot so people can't say that she didn't try it before she walked away. It's amazing to me how people are straight dogging her and not giving her no credit like this is not the death of her marriage. No matter what you thought about Offset, no matter what you thought about Cardi B, the one thing that I noticed about this girl, and you know me, I hate her music. The one thing I noticed about her, though, is she really did love her husband and she really did love her family. You
yes.
know, and she displayed that in everything that she did. Whether what she did was stupid, everybody on this chat, 5,000 people have been stupid for a significant other or somebody
yes.
before. You know, that sucks his life. It happens. Marriages break up. Things happen. But as far as the whole, you know, judging her off of what you think she did in her marriage because of her music, that's ridiculous. You know,
and on the other side, some of us have cheated before. Let's just be honest. I know I've been
exactly.
on both sides. I've been cheated on and I've cheated. So I got to be,
exactly.
you know, I keep it real here. So,
you know,
go ahead.
And as somebody that's married myself, you know, and I know the reason I made it to 14 years is because most people don't get the dedication. Most people don't
mm-hmm.
understand that it is not to be romanticized. Things go down in marriage, especially when you get married young. You know, I can't be in her situation because getting married young with all that money and all that temptations and people coming out of the woodwork trying to take you down, that's got to be a hard battle. But the one thing I noticed that she probably tried to do is she probably tried to stand tall and prove people wrong. But sometimes
yeah.
you fail. You know, sometimes you fail. And she just, the number of women that's celebrating her failure of a marriage, it is crazy
yeah.
to me. But look at the Meg Thee Stallion thing. I get shocked every day about how it all goes down. But I just wanted to say that because I feel like that one line keeps going over people's head.
Thank you so much. And so what did you think about Megan Thee Stallion? Because go ahead and elaborate on that too real quick.
Anybody can be an abuser. Anybody. And this is just my opinion with this whole abuse thing and him using even Joe Budden as, you know, a status to talk about it. Domestic abuse and an abuser is two different things. You know what I'm saying? It can all exist in the same space. For me, with the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation is, I feel like it's a takedown of Meg. Exactly
yes.
what you said. She's too successful. She's too good. And you're absolutely right. Black people do that. Black people do build you up. just to, and you have to remember that they did it, because the moment you forget, or the moment you look like you're forgetting that you did it, they did it for you, is when this whole hate and smear campaign starts. You know, I just feel bad, because what's going to happen is, in the end, a lot of people is going to be wanting to apologize and root for Meg Thee Stallion when it's too late, when you should now. You know, it's amazing to me how there's no empathy for this young girl who parents ain't here, who is, now she got to fight off the internet, and it makes me sad the fact that she got to fight black women off. Us too? Sis, we know for one thing for sure and two things for certain. She was shot. It don't matter why. We just know that for sure.
So, absolutely. Thank you. But you know, I love when you call in, and thank you for being a part of the team and being a part of the show. I love you so much.
You're welcome, boo. Love you too.
All right. Have a great day. Okay, we're going to do, okay, there's a private caller that super chatted, then we got another one. All right, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, I was just calling to say, I don't know why everyone's making Offset to be the villain just because they're getting a divorce. Like, that just seems like a bit extreme.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that he probably seen her as a come up because, like, anytime somebody non-black is, like, into, like, black things, like, their popularity is just way, way more. So, I mean, like, I think Offset being a, I think he had a Grammy by the time they got together, and she was a stripper from Love and Hip Hop. Pictures on the internet with beards in her snatch. Like, come on. If anything, like, he did what he was going to do. He put P on, made him his manager, and he got more popularity. So what?
I don't think they have a Grammy, but okay, I get what you were saying.
Yes,
she was,
they did, for their song.
They
that
did?
Was in a movie. Yeah.
Oh, what movie they did?
It's a Grammy or something. Yeah.
Okay. So you just think that it was more so like, okay, well, here's this Afro-Latino, and she's doing, she's in the hip-hop culture, and this is the perfect time to attach myself to her because it's going to be blown, it's going to be bigger because she's not actually black, but she's in hip-hop, and so she's going to be more successful, and it's the perfect time to attach myself to her and have a baby and get married?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what it seems like. She had five kids, you know, like, why would she be any different? She was a raggedy stripper.
Oh,
like, yeah, she makes music, but there's literally a picture on the internet with her. Anyways, I'm not even going to go into it, but it's all out there. Like, why would he as a successful rapper do all that?
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Call it in. What about Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, my gosh. I think her, that guy, he was just a clout chaser. There's no reason ever to shoot a woman.
Okay, hold on. Good for the callers, because they're calling you Karen. Aren't you? Are you black, ma'am?
I'm 100% black. I'm a dark-skinned black woman.
Why are they calling you Karen?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's not a Karen. She's a black woman.
No.
Okay, thank you. Just clear that up for the people in the chat. Okay, now what did you think about Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, I just think that guy was a clout chaser, because why bring that up now?
Right.
You know, attach herself to something popular just to bring her down. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I do
thank
feel
you.
Her when she says black women are the most unprotected. Yes.
Well, I love you for calling in. Thanks, boo. We got to wrap it up. Bye, girl. Thanks for calling in. All right. So there was was there anybody else I need to get before we get on out of here? All right. We need this is the moment where we do a subscribe party. We need some subscriptions. Let me see, Mo. I'm looking for the number. Where's my moderators? I need somebody said that we needed to pull another number. If not, I'm getting. Oh, somebody said, did you? Oh, Drea Hunt said, did you see the clip when WAP went number one and Cardi was about to go in on Offset and he came in with a rose bouquet. He knew something was up. She's been planning on leaving. No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that clip. 8435. Okay. 8435. Let's see. Okay. 8435. 8435. All right. 8435. Turn me down in the back. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I got something to say about Cardi. I got something to say about everybody. So okay. I think people, like, don't realize that Cardi, before she got on Love & Hip Hop, like, she was a real-ass bitch. She was real.
Hey, come on.
Like,
you can't do that. Don't just start doing
okay,
all that.
Sorry. Okay. But she was real. Like, she was on Instagram telling all the real stuff. You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize that, like, she has a lot of pressure in the industry to stay with this guy. And, yeah, he ain't crap. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, they have to realize, like, okay, this girl is going through all this stuff and she got all these people watching her. And that's it. Megan, I don't care if that man is 6'9" or 8 feet. At the end of the day, like Nikki said, you fucked the old body.
Bye.
Stupid.
All right, let's take some more calls. Because you can't even talk. 9693, you live on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
Man, people are legit crazy, okay? So I'm going to start off with the Cardi thing. First of all, I don't wish divorce on nobody, okay?
Yes.
Like you said earlier, everybody cheats. You done cheated, or especially what killed me, the people with no money always act like they don't be going through real shit. Like, don't we all go through this?
Yeah.
With no money, you know what I'm saying? People be stressing, but you going through stuff too. But honestly, I'm not glad that she's walking away, because that would have to be hard. You have a 2-year-old, you know, like, nobody wants to be like, I'm leaving you. But she is a woman and she has a daughter, so I'm glad she's setting an example, because at the end of the day, she don't need nobody. And whoever it's just crazy, honestly. Like, with Cardi and Megan, it's just crazy, because we do try to tear each other down as black people in general, not just women, just everybody. I wish we could support each other more, but everybody be so quick to see the downfall of each other, and that's awful.
Yeah.
But that's just how I feel about it, honestly.
Thanks, Bo. You have a beautiful day. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Positive vibes.
Bye. All right. Angie here B says, we're going to get some good hurt music. Everybody makes a good album after they have a breakup and divorce. All right. Absolutely right. I'm here for it. All right. So we're about to wrap up. If we don't have anybody else, let me see. Let me check our subscribers. Oh, we did. Oh, we doing good. We doing good. We doing good. We doing good. All right. I'll take a couple more. All right. 1399, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am so glad you answered my call. This is my first time honestly watching your show, and when I say instantly got into it, because I love your perspective. Let's start off with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. Megan Thee Stallion, that's my baby. I love Megan Thee Stallion, and it's really unfortunate how they're taking her situation and just pointing the finger at her, not knowing all the information, not knowing all the details. And I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to get this call, but
no, you're good.
For one,
I'm being nervous.
We really have to be empathetic to these celebrities, because I don't understand how people can be so judgmental when they're facing so much scrutiny being in the public. You know, she's always feeling the need to defend herself. And I remember being in that position of always feeling like I had to defend myself in a situation, being victimized. And it's not okay. It's not okay. You have to take some, you know, we can't just constantly, you know, every single time she gives us a bit of information, oh, but we want this, we want more of this, we want more of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not okay. Tory Lanez was in the wrong. And, man, it's so unfortunate. Cardi B, like the last lady said before, it sucks to go through that situation when you have to go through a divorce, when you have a child. But in my opinion, they were never compatible. Like you said earlier, she wants to be out. She wants to move around. He's probably too slow moving for her, you know? So it's one of those situations. Again, like you said, they will always find something, basically. So you just got to live your life. And she is going to move on from this. She's going to have a success. Her and Megan Thee Stallion are going to be really – they're going to have some albums after this because they got so much that they got to speak about. They got so much they got to touch on. And Megan Thee Stallion, I know her next album, she's going to kill that shit. She probably need to take some time to herself. They both got into the game really, really fast, and they're both extremely talented, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They just have that star quality, that star power, and I just hope and pray that they are going to get through this. They need to get some therapy. I think their labels, whoever that they are under, they need to start giving these celebrities some therapy because they are like babies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're on the internet. They're crying for help at all times. And let's not even, Summer Walker, all of these celebrities, all of these women.
Okay, I'm on a tangent. Okay, we got to wrap it up. I love you, baby. Because they start tearing up in the comments. But I love you, too. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right, listen.
Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Yeah, I haven't put no cards in a minute, girl. I tried to pull. So I got we got the Emperor and the Four Cups and then the Three of Pentacles. So for me, I was trying to think, like, what is the situation? Like, what made her feel this way? And for me, I felt like, in this situation, whatever this represents, Offset for me, and I feel like his energy with him being a little bit of a manipulator. She loves him; he's charismatic. Like, that's her man. This is him. Like, he's powerful. However, it wasn't not allowing her the peace of mind for me emotionally. What I'm getting to really put her best work, like her best foot forward, like work wise, and he was like not working with her, he was working against her, and she understands the pressure of this next album and how much, like, this is her career, so she has to really work. So for me, I'm getting that she can't be distracted with BS, and for him, he's causing her a lot of issues, things that may have not even come out yet, and so he's still becoming a liability, and she's at a point where it's like, nigga, I need to work. And I need to be able to focus. We need to be able to build. And I cannot sit here and focus on the work if I'm sitting here always worried about you and I'm emotionally drained. So she's doing this to conserve. She needs to conserve her peace. So I feel like Cardi B is at a point right now where she's like, listen, I need my peace. And I can't even be my best self if I'm always focused in on what you got going on, because you're not allowing me to feel like comfortable. Like, I fake it. I try to be cool, but it's always some BS, and it is conflicting with the work. So I feel like, even though he's always there and he helps her and supports her, I feel like when she's focusing on what he got going on, it takes away from her creative. And I feel like she understands that they're putting together a whole project. Think about it. It took her 9 months to get this one record. It took her damn near a year to put out a record. So she's at the point where, like, I got to focus and work. And I can't do that if I'm stressed out and worrying about what you got going on. Kind of what I got. But, all right, you all. So we've been on here for a while now. I want to say I love you all. Oh, did we get another super chat? Let me see what we got. Jay-Z been cheating on Beyonce and we look the other way. I swear it's only because it's her. Y'all going in like that on her. Period. Did anybody else super chat? Do I need to get any more calls before we get up out of here? All right. I love y'all. Listen, this is the last time. For the new people, hey, welcome. Thank you for coming on here. We had a legendary show. Make sure you guys follow me at The Armand Wiggins Show on Instagram, on Twitter, and tweet me. Let me know how you guys felt about the show on Twitter. Please help us get the show trending. If you're on Twitter, it's The Armand Wiggins Show on Twitter. The Armand Wiggins Show on Twitter. Use the hashtag either Armand Wiggins, hashtag The Armand Wiggins Show, and so I can retweet you back, I can follow back, and we can start building our Twitter. They said we typically do Tarot Tuesday, but I don't want anything to infringe on this live that we had. So we might have to do a Tarot Wednesday. You get what I'm saying? Because I want this video to sit. I don't want to throw another video on top of it. I told y'all that earlier in our morning meeting over on Station Head. So I love you guys all. Thank you guys for watching. And until next time, I want you to keep that same energy. And I will see y'all soon. Oh, and if you didn't get through now, just know that you can get through.